Some people listen to it a lot, right? They
yeah, yeah, like on the, I listen to it on the drive-in sometimes.
On the what?
Oh. We're trending.
On the drive-in.
Oh, it does say 178.
It won't be as interesting.
I know.
Spencer waving his arms and...
It's actually true. Yeah.
Mr. Dramatic.
Exhaling.
This is school leadership team on the 9th in the library.
I told you guys. Who told me it was
178?
No,
on
Monday. On Monday memo says 178.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's Mariah's fault.
I read Jose's email.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
And it said the library.
No, she asked me. What does his email say?
I think it should be in the library. It's much more comfortable.
I agree.
I just said we're good here. His calendar.
To what?
To this room.
Good. Thank you.
So, where do you guys want to start? You guys set the agenda.
Is there an agenda?
I don't have one. Well, I do. I have a lot of items for you, but I don't have an agenda.
Jamie Wilkerson sent us an email with something he wanted to talk about.
Well, should we just go through stuff and then at the end of this meeting, maybe we can make an agenda for the next meeting?
I would actually prefer a running agenda. If anybody can open a Google Doc, and just start agenda, school leadership team, 9/9/19, and just write down the items and talk to how we discuss it. And we'll share it with everybody. Just a running agenda.
Sure. So not notes, just the agenda? Yeah, this is separate from the notes.
We'll type, or whoever's typing the notes can type the notes on the agenda.
Can you?
You're an awesome
Will you
person.
Share?
I prefer to type it here so no one sees all my millions of errors, and then I just paste it in there. Is that
perfect,
still okay?
Perfect. I think that's perfect.
Should there be, like, should it be in the committee shared folder?
That's a good idea.
So everyone can access it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to make it?
Okay. Since I already have. Okay.
Are you making one?
Oh, wait. I don't have permission to edit the committee, so I can't.
What do you mean?
I was going to start a new.
But if Catherine's taking notes, we can find out how to get access to that, and you can put them in there too, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if he was wanting to share an open document right now.
Oh. You can just make a Google Doc right now. Huh.
Yeah, I was trying to in the shared folder. And it's not, I don't have the ability to edit.
Okay, well, let's start with Jamie Wilkerson's.
Wait, what shared folder?
Question.
There's a school... team drive now, and it's got all the shared folders. Oh. Jamie says, a while back, SLT voted to have the audio of the meetings recorded and uploaded. Oh, well, that's what we're doing.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then never mind. Thank you, Kara.
Jose, real quick, I think another question that people are asking is that we signed up for committees. People signed up for committees, and nothing has been done since then. So are we voting, or are those people on those committees that names were there, or how is that working?
You know, I can't answer that because I haven't looked at that since the day we signed up. Let me go to Google Docs and open up committees.
Yeah, I got it now.
Are you on it now? So are our committees filled?
So SLT on this is Chris Thornton, Katie, David Albaugh, David Smith, Kathleen Nicholas, Daniela, Travis DePew, and then Patty Demmel. So I feel like Patty is the only person who's not returning from last year. So just by default.
I technically had a 1-year term last
year. Did you take, you took John's place?
I took someone's place.
How many people are supposed to be on SLT?
I think the district lists like certain kinds of people. I prefer to allow anybody on SLT who wants to be on SLT. It just opens up the conversation school-wide. Typically, I want representation from all factions of the school, right? Primary teacher, intermediate teacher, middle school teacher, and a specials teacher. I think we're covered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the whole purpose is because I want you guys, when we have to have a vote, I want you guys to go back to your levels and say, what do you guys want me to do? How do you want me to vote? Because you're the voice of the rest of the school.
Right.
And I wouldn't say this in front of CSC. In fact, I won't say it in front of CSC. But when decisions get made, this is the committee that makes the decisions. I go to CSC for advice. I go and listen to their recommendations. I see what the community wants. But they don't make a final decision in anything. This committee makes final decisions around professional development, around scheduling for teachers, around purchases in addition to the budget. All those pieces I come to SLT for. And so I like as many people on SLT as I can get.
So to that end, should we say this is it and leave it, or do we feel like we should try to see if anybody else wants to join, or is there any hole specifically that
I think everybody's had the option.
So I am taking notes and I split it with someone last year. That person did not return, so I would be open to having someone else take notes, especially someone from middle school. I feel like sometimes, since I don't understand fully what's going on in middle school, my notes are not as clear for that. So if someone was interested from middle school, I would be interested in that.
Or you guys can ask someone to come. Are they still paying you, Catherine?
I don't know. I got paid like one time.
Oh, okay.
It's a one-time payment. I don't think so. I think unless you're a team specialist outside of a
It was like $20.
The senior team lead.
Yeah.
Those $20 make it stretch throughout this year.
Don't spend it all on one
place. She's basically volunteering, so we would need to find another.
Would you like me to email the staff saying if anybody else is interested?
I can put
it in
the notes when I send the notes.
Okay.
I'm not the best at taking very detailed notes.
Other issues we have are parent-teacher conferences are coming up. And I thought last year, did we have a document of when we were going to have those and what days we were using, or are we just starting new?
I think that document was created last year. I don't know what happened to it. It disappeared with.
So according to the DCTA contract, teachers owe one of three additional days during the year to work. Mm-hmm. One of those is parent conferences. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they work here because I haven't seen them in operation. But typically, you're going to get parents of students who are doing awesome. We get better return for our money if we can organize as a school and ask specific parents to come. And then we meet in team groups with the parents about how the kids are doing. So let's say we get a third grader, some third graders flying off the handle. Teachers want to meet with them. The two teachers are platooning. We ask the specials teachers of those students to attend that meeting. All the teachers are there for that 30-minute block of time. And we just shuffle teachers around and parent by invitation or by request. A parent can also say, well, I want to know how my kid's doing, so they can request it. Typically, we don't have a lot of requests. We just don't. And it's the three turnaround schools that I've worked in. This is my third. We just don't get a lot of requests. But we get a lot more attendees if we ask.
Okay.
Last year, though, I can't remember. But it was busy. I had like one after another parents and
but I think, didn't the classroom teachers, didn't you have to call every parent or send a sheet home for them to sign up when to come?
I would call the parents.
Yeah, both.
But middle school was just dropped.
Just come in whenever you can.
And that was specials too.
but it was nonstop.
No, thank you.
It was a lot.
So there's
fairly well attended. The ones that you really wanted to talk,
of course, didn't come,
but or some of them did. But
I do like the idea of inviting the students, especially the ones that we feel are could just use that extra support.
The other thing we also had were buses. I don't know what the situation is with that, but they would order a bus to go to Grace and one to Pine to bring parents to that night.
That's right, because we had it in the evening rather than on the Friday that the district.
Right. So we're supposed to have it on Friday the 18th of October, I think.
Yes.
And usually we try to do two night, or what we've done in the past is two nights. Is that right? Like four to seven.
5 to 7.
And then we got that 18th as a day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how that works, Jose, with you here now.
I don't have the 18th down as parent conferences. I don't have it down at all. It's not in the calendar.
It should be on the district calendar in purple. Does anyone have that?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, you follow the district calendar?
Well, that's what SLT did last year. Is they looked at all the district dates of things, and then because we also have the 21st and 22nd as something, I think, of October.
Yeah, non-student
days. So I'm just throwing that out there. I don't care what we do, but I
I see value in parent-teacher conferences, especially in the fall.
Yeah.
And getting to...
I see it. Mm, definitely.
Getting to meet with my kids' parents and just briefly kind of reviewing what we're going to be working on this year.
So did you guys do it all day?
No.
No, we didn't.
We did it after school. 4 to 7, 2 nights.
Thursdays, I think.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you do 2 nights in different weeks...
Right.
Then kids just don't come the 18th.
Right, because those are already considered teacher planning days, so that would be a day off for teachers. A comp day, sorry. It's called a comp day, they called it last year.
Right.
I'm good with that.
So what does a comp day mean then? What does that mean?
So we don't come on the 18th because we worked.
Kids don't come and teachers don't come.
Correct.
Kids are already not coming that day.
But teachers have to work Thursday from 4 to 7, Thursday from 4 to 7 to get that 18th off.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Because we had off the Thursday, then we had a comp day.
Correct.
And then we worked the next Thursday, and then we were really
this
tired
this,
on that Friday.
Correct.
So you're saying conferences in that same week, the 15th and
17th? I don't have
the
calendar.
This was...
I got it.
I
the
found
GPS calendar?
Yeah.
No,
that's how my district coordinates.
Yeah,
our
this is...
Our calendar is different than the
Kathleen,
GPS calendar.
I found the schedule that we made.
Okay.
The
right,
SLT
that's what
schedule.
We, yeah. So what did we say?
We
so
said October 18th
was the comp day. But
mm-hmm.
when did we do the parent-teacher conferences? Right here? Oh, no, those are fall.
That's March. Oh, I guess we didn't actually put it on the calendar.
We did the fall ones, but
we did
not
the,
the...
We did the spring, yeah.
Or, sorry, the spring.
Yeah, I guess we could.
What's your last name?
Woods Frawley.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
we
I
put
mean,
it on...
So basically, we need to see which days we want to have conferences.
Conferences, yeah.
And so if
mm-hmm.
do we usually do it after the comp day or before? I don't remember.
Before.
I think we did one week was before
yeah.
and the
yeah.
other week was
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
We can do it
about whatever works best, and
we
don't have to go on what we've done last year.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We could do it the 10th and the 17th and then have Friday the 18th off.
I think it makes more sense to have them on different days of the week, just
yeah.
in case it's
oh, okay,
Thursday
I see.
Nights, so
that's a
Wednesday,
point.
Thursday, or Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever, maybe.
But
yeah.
about October 9th and October, well, that's Yom Kippur, is October 9th is Yom Kippur, I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
the 10th and the 16th?
Can't do it on a religious holiday.
Right.
Would it be worthwhile, or is it at all possible to do one during a daytime hour for parents who work every weeknight?
Well, then we would have to come in on
the
18th. We would have to take
yeah.
the conference day.
Yeah, take the day. We could do that.
What about
still,
doing it
I
like on the...
I don't know the logistics.
What about doing like Tuesday the 15th and Thursday the 17th or Wednesday the 16th and Thursday the 17th? What about doing
yeah.
something
2 days
like
in
that?
A row.
But
two
I understand, David.
Yeah, if you're having the 18th off.
We also have a planned day on the 22nd, so we could all come in on the 18th and set up conferences all day and then take the 22nd.
Then parents have a daytime and an evening option,
I don't,
you're saying?
I don't think that you can, I think the point, isn't the point that if you're coming in on the 18th, that would be the day? Wait, what do you
like
mean?
You're not doing it in the evening.
Oh, I see what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, because you're doing it in the evening,
okay,
which is not
I
your
see
work
what you're
hour.
Saying.
So
okay.
we have to do that
yeah.
evening as well.
Unless you did the evening of the 17th and then
the
half
morning.
Day on the 22nd.
That's kind of what I was getting at, yeah.
Oh, so they have
that's an interesting
time.
Way. Yeah.
But how many? I mean,
we're going to use the 22nd like a PD day, like we're going to use the 20th
mm-hmm.
of September, the 22nd of November.
Okay.
That's an all-day planning, backwards planning for content areas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So don't mess with the 22nd. And the
okay.
21st is a centrally offered professional learning day. So I think you guys, the Beyond Common Core people, go to district meetings and such. So there'll be nothing in the school plan for the 21st. That'll be a teacher planning day. And then the 22nd is going to be the professional development day, the backwards planning day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we need to choose 2 nights to get the 18th off.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'd be down for 16, 17.
16, yeah, 17. I was going to say 16,
yeah,
17.
2 days in a row.
In the same week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does work. It's awesome the same week. It's
okay.
awesome. It's a killer.
Yeah.
No work.
And you're not on,
it's
yeah.
A, it's a three-day weekend.
I tell you, I've done that for 16 years, and
yeah.
last year I was so tired by that Friday that we had to work splitting it up like we did, and then
So this would mean you don't work on Friday.
Right.
Right. That would be nice.
So are we going to say?
Do we vote on this? 16, 17?
Yeah, but what time?
Time.
4 to 7?
Oh, 4 to 7.
Or 5 to...
What was it again?
4:30.
4:30 to 7:30.
4:30. I think that's what we did. 4:30 to 7:30.
Just because 4 o'clock is just an evil time around here.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't be getting promises at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4:30 to... 4:30
is even tough. But yeah.
4:30 to 7:30?
I think that's great.
And then last year, food was provided for teachers since they can't...
Yeah.
Because otherwise we need to have like a way so people can go and get food.
So Brenda supplied one night of the conferences. She supplied dinner, right? She didn't supply both nights.
Yeah, one night.
I don't remember, but either way, I guess our question is, regardless of what happened in the past, is it possible to...
After the school to buy.
Yeah. Okay.
So then should we push it back to 5 so people can get something to eat if they need to?
I personally would rather get it done with and get out earlier and bring a little extra food.
And some parents may come right after school.
Exactly, they're going to come and stay anyway.
They don't hang out till 5.
I mean, I'm bringing my own food.
I bring my own food.
Yeah. I'll just order pizza for the SLT people and then let everybody.
Let me ask you this. Can the social committee provide one meal?
It's a great idea.
That's a good question.
Are you on social?
Who's on social?
I don't think they have any money. I'm just guessing, but...
Well, I would be willing, I would contribute, like, I feel like if people even knew, like, if you give money, this will go to dinner for parent conferences.
Or just tell all staff, we're passing the hat to buy dinner for that night. Give what you can, $5, $10.
Yeah.
And we'll arrange it, we'll order it, we'll bring it.
Okay, who can, should we push that off to the social committee to try and organize?
Yes.
Who's
the social committee?
And I'll email
you. They signed up on
Becky's
the document.
Becky, you want to send her an email?
Okay, I'll email her right now.
Just one of the nights at least, since we're doing back-to-back, I guess.
Has it been considered in the past?
The night of the 16th would be the best, good one.
What is it?
The first night to have
food.
Food.
The 16th, yeah.
The second night where... Don't have to come back. We can.
Yeah.
We're past food by then.
Yeah.
Has it been done in the past where you do bring the buses in? But has it been done in the past where a group of teachers, or maybe one teacher from each team, goes to like Pine Apartments or goes to Grace Apartments and sets up conferences there?
I think that's such a good
idea. Has the school
idea.
Ever considered that?
We should.
I don't think
so
it's ever
down.
Happened, but
so all into that.
It's a good idea.
This is an option. We can do one of those nights and just do it there.
We could
actually do both nights there.
And if we did it,
one at Pine Creek. And
I don't know much about Pine Creek, but I know that at Grace Apartments, if they have a room somewhere, they have some tutoring room there, somewhere near. But all those apartments are in that area. All I know about Pine Creek is that's a huge area. But even like the ELS teachers, is that how you say it?
Oh, ELS.
ELS teachers going to Pine Creek and I don't know.
100%.
Yeah, but what about the rest of the kids that are like at Spyglass and...
Right. I don't know where those are. I'm just making a suggestion one night.
Yeah.
No,
I'm almost thinking like it could depend on the teacher. Like I'm just using myself as an example. Last year, I only had 3 students in my class who didn't live in Pine Creek. Hmm. So like having if I could just relocate there, it's easier for parents. And it's, you know, like... I'm not sure if it could be an option or something, because I know that it's not everyone's case where they have like such a vast majority of their students at Pine Creek, but yeah, I would be.
And I do understand for the middle school teachers that we've got kids everywhere, but if we could find some location where the majority of our kids are, that's a lot.
Didn't I hear, and maybe I'm wrong, that one of the apartment complexes no longer will let PBA use their...
That's Pine Creek.
Won't let them use their...
How long ago was that asked? Like,
That is a logistical
Pine Creek
hurdle,
and PBA had a falling out at some point. I don't know the logistics of it, but I've heard that Pine Creek is not receptive to PBA doing things on their property.
Still not receptive? Or was that...
How do you feel about revisiting that?
I would call Pine Creek. Is that what you're wondering?
Yeah. How do you feel about revisiting
that? Let me ask you this.
I feel good about
it. Because we're operating pretty much in isolation right now. We have time. It's the 1st of September. By SLT, I mean, we could have a meeting next week again to say, hey, what information have you found out? And I'm saying, let's go ask the teachers if they would be willing to try something like that to reach more kids. And just pick Pine Creek or the other one, Grace, and go to one this year and see how that works. We should ask the teachers first before we start exploring.
Yeah.
Just because that's fair.
And then see if a teacher has connections with Pine Creek or one teacher to contact and see would they be open or do they have a room for us to do this.
So should we send an email to the staff or we as SLT talk to our group?
I would prefer.
I think like a survey.
Well.
Yeah.
A survey?
What do you want?
Oh, that's a great idea. A survey.
Who knows how to do Survey Monkeys?
I'm not good at it, but I can learn.
Well,
I think Wilkerson could teach us.
We can.
I can probably Google it.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, is that something, Jose, that you would want us to do a survey?
I could support any of that, but I just think we have to ask them.
Teachers first.
Yeah, because I don't want to be October 1st again. Who the hell said we're going to the Pine Creek?
Yeah.
Right.
In the proposal is we do one night of conferences at school and then another evening where
they go to either place.
Like, I have kids at both places. I'm just logistically, thinking through this.
Which one do you...
Yeah, do I go from one place to 5:30 to 6:30 and go to the other place?
We could try it a little different this year and go to one place one night and the other place the other night.
Just ask the staff. Ask the staff if they would be willing to do this. And then we can design.
So then...
I will do a survey.
So you have a lot of different options.
Google survey.
Yeah, do a Google survey.
Do a Google form
or whatever.
I have 170 students. I have no idea how many live at what location.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest.
Yep. Okay.
I just know 600 South Dayton.
That's Pine Creek.
Takes a ton of kids. They got four buses.
Yeah.
And 630 South
Dayton.
Yeah.
Do we need to do anything else to get conferences scheduled for the 16th and 17th of October? How do we make that happen?
But we just have to start telling people. Like, we're going to have to tell Akuto.
Mm-hmm. To put it on deeds.
Mm-hmm. To start advertising her newsletters. We have to tell the staff with Mariah's Monday notes.
Memo. Mm-hmm.
Monday memo. So, yeah. As soon as we get the results back from that survey, We need to decide.
We should try to do it this week.
Do you guys want to meet again next Monday just to discuss conferences?
Sure.
Sure, we can ask
Jamie.
Those of you who can.
What categories we want.
Jamie, are you guys good to meet next Monday just to go over conferences one more time?
Yeah.
Yes.
For a briefing.
What?
Should we clarify location? Just
did you get that email from Lisa?
No.
Getting a new student tomorrow.
Okay.
Another
SLT next week.
On Monday.
4:30 in here. Monday the 16th.
Maybe the library.
What?
Library is more comfortable and more amenable.
He already changed them all to here.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to the library. It is more comfortable and more amenable to talking. I feel like I'm a teacher.
I'm gonna push this table off the
ledge. One thing that is not related to conferences that had been brought up to me was, and I know that there are a lot of things going on with dismissal, just making sure that there is a mixture of elementary and middle school teachers out there, and I'm saying this as someone who was hearing someone say this, that you're good, that we have a way to make sure that there's teachers from all parts of the building out there.
Out front?
Yeah.
Because I'm out there and I see everybody. I see.
Yeah.
So
elementary and middle school.
Carmen Goody said that to me. She said, there are people that are getting in their cars at 4:00 and that's not fair to us who are all out there trying to manage. So if the SLT, just talk to your levels. I don't want to single any one person out now,
mm-hmm.
but talk to your levels. Hey, they're asking for everybody to participate till 4:15.
Right.
So go out front. Just tell your people.
But some teachers stay around watch the hallways and move kids out.
And that's fine. That's fine.
But then after the kids are out, then maybe all of us just go outside.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a big ask. I don't think teachers necessarily been asked to do that. So
no.
Just ask.
And then even on the west side of the building, there's not a whole lot of teachers walking on that side of it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And I did find out some kids are going out on the other side of the building. So my H's classroom is Mr. Smith's classroom. Over there, they're going out that way.
That's okay. Those are probably kids for parent pickup.
But do one of us need to just be over there for supervision? And I'm just asking because one of the kids had mentioned a fight over there. Or do we
you know
need
what?
To just...
We have done our due diligence to tell kids not to fight. If they're going to fight on school grounds and we catch them, they're in trouble.
I just want to make sure I wasn't being negligent not going out there.
We don't have to set
there's
up a special...
There's someone out there, though.
Like
in
that.
The back
like that.
Playground?
There, you know the rules. Kind of, don't do it.
I think where the soccer...
They don't go that way. They don't go that way from the gyms.
It shouldn't be anywhere.
The only way they would go is by the cafeteria for parent pickup, that door, and out by Mr. Smith's gym to get to these buses right here.
So my HM, Mr. Smith, they wouldn't go out that way either, that old?
No.
Okay.
Towards the soccer field? No.
I've never walked much on that side of the building.
It's all gated. You can't get out that way.
Right.
Okay.
Good to know. Now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah.
The other issue that came up, and again, just to talk to the teachers, mostly middle school teachers, Ms. Cootie also said that she doesn't want to be a rat, but teachers are releasing their kids in from middle school early. At 3:35, there were four kids waiting with backpacks on by her classroom.
Are you serious? 35?
So just talk to the middle school teachers. Doesn't have to be a big deal right now.
Yeah.
Just the release time is 4:00.
Yeah. We actually, right. though, are having an issue with kids playing hooky.
Right, and the substitute, them telling the subs, well, we get out because we got to go to our lockers. So if they are middle school kids and they're subs, I know that's happening because they came down to my gym to wait for their brother to get out. So I know that's happening. You're exactly right. But I don't know if it's a sub or if someone is...
I do know that my last hour of the day, I know that there are a handful that have played hooky on days. The day I called the office, but they talked to several teachers and convinced several teachers that they had passes.
Let's talk to middle school teachers and say, release time is bell. The bell rings at 4. So kids out in the hall till 4.
Right. And most of the middle school teachers, that's actually their
they're planning
period.
Time.
So there were specials.
So
specials teachers.
Yeah.
Which could be Mr. Spencer's group.
Yeah.
Telling the sub that. And
well, like I said, I know there was a handful of our, there was ditching. A handful of middle school kids playing ditching today, wandering around.
Yeah.
Okay. If we could just mention those things.
Sure.
And then once we've mentioned it, if there's a specific teacher or substitute, then I'll deal with it one-on-one.
Okay.
Then we don't have to send out a blast to all teachers. It's not all teachers' fault. Not all teachers are doing this. Most teachers are participating outside.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just, reminders, friendly reminders the first time, and then.
Yeah. And I might suggest I'll that if a around. Teacher reports something like that, make a suggestion that they call the office and see if security can come and get those students too, because if they are ditching, we've marked them absent in our attendance, and if we know they're ditching, we call the office, but sometimes you just don't know. You don't know if a counselor has them or...
Tammy is out from now till the 20th, so the counselor wouldn't have them. If Alex is going to have someone out, she's a school psych, so it's probably a special ed kid. And the social worker, just if she's doing an SSR, student referral. So,
I really shouldn't be
any suicide risk review.
So if there's kids in the halls, then we need to report that to the office so that security can come in.
Or I will. I'll get them out.
Whoever.
Just dial 0. So we have kids in the hall, in the 8th grade hallway we need out here.
And that's what I did today. I dialed 0.
That's all
I just
need.
Called the office and I said, hey, these kids, I know they were in school earlier today. They're not in my class.
And related to that, with the infinite campus attendance, if we know that there are kids that are absent, they've been absent first, second period, if they can get noted that they're absent for the whole day, then when I'm doing attendance, I don't go, oh, where's so-and-so? And does anybody know where so-and-so is? Oh, they're absent. In other schools where I've worked, you know, after the second period.
You should see who's absent.
You should see who's
I
absent
agree
for
with
the
that.
Day so
I
that,
that
we don't have to scan the attendance and wonder if they're,
so,
does anybody know where they?
So yes and no. So that is the protocol. Everybody, once we take attendance, usually after 15 minutes after the bell rings, then we can mark kids that are absent when they've been for the entire day. But the no reason I say no is because we don't have the office support to do that. Mm-hmm. We're going to hire an office support para who will pick up attendance. But right now, Lisa and Luli are still taking registrations, still trying to determine and verify households. So they're piecemealing attendance, and they're generally not getting it till now.
So, okay, I'm just putting it
so out. Yes, we can, and that's the protocol. But we can't right now because we don't haven't hired that person. So you're going to have to keep doing it, Chris.
That's just fine. Just
till fair we get enough. That, just till we get that front office person.
I just put it out there because it's...
And we're struggling getting that front of office person because, as you know, Lisa and Luli both speak Spanish. We really, our second language in this school is Arabic. Mm-hmm. And we need someone in the front office who speaks Arabic. Mm-hmm. And so finding an office support person who speaks Arabic is harder than you might think. It's just tough. Like Vera, I think mm-hmm. is her name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thought she might want to do it, but has just since changed her mind. So, we're trying. Okay. What else do you guys have? Because I have a bunch of stuff. And we're out of time.
I know that middle school would like to communicate more with specials, just so we're on like the same page. For example, backpacks, whether or not they're allowed because that causes issues.
Well, last period, they have to be allowed. I just keep them outside of my gym, though.
Yeah.
But for third period and second period, they shouldn't be bringing backpacks.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any issues with end-of-the-day backpacks because they keep all everything in the locker
right.
room in their lockers.
I think it's just what's going on in the hallways while kids are getting their backpacks to then get to sixth period. That's just like one of the things that
what,
we just...
Like they're coming late or something?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of...
Okay.
But middle school is just wanting to have more of a communication piece with specialist teachers.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
That's just my problem.
Good.
I was trying to think of a construct where we can get you guys together, but they're off. They're working. That's,
right.
That construct doesn't work. Okay.
I've heard if there was some sort of consistent philosophy and criteria for our, are we even calling them newcomer classes anymore? But I know some teachers have been confused as far as what is the criteria we're looking for as we're considering where a student would best fit. And I know some teachers have been very confused as far as why some students are in.
So there's been a drastic shift in the way we're approaching newcomers. We received a poor rating from the Department of Justice last year in this school based on their visit because we're keeping kids in newcomer classes too long and not monitoring their progress well enough. So we have some students who are in fifth grade now who have been in the newcomers class for 5 years. The philosophy in this school has been that newcomers are supported in their class, in a newcomer class. However, everybody has been trained in the ELA strategies in this school. It's a district mandate to have done so. So technically, and I know it depends on the caliber of the teacher, but any kid can be supported in any classroom, doesn't matter. Yes, we do have to scaffold more. Yes, there has to be more intensive teaching with newcomer classes. So we made one move, kind of slick move this year, to take a second grade class that was Annie Almazan's class mm-hmm. and integrate those 7 kids into the regular classrooms. And I think those teachers, it wasn't easy. But the teachers are making it work. But it wasn't easy because one, it was a surprise. Two, they weren't prepared for it, and the kids didn't understand that. So I think that's what's throwing people off. The move will be to eliminate newcomer classrooms altogether. That's tracking students.
Across the district?
Across the, yeah. Well, they don't really exist in any other school.
Doesn't Maryland have
Maryland, Isabella Bird.
I think those kids receive particular ELD strategies classes in addition to their regular classes. But I don't think they have a set-aside, separate newcomer class.
So what are newcomer centers in DBS? Because that, at least
the
last year...
The Tinley schools?
No, it was separate from Tinley. Yeah. There was Tinley schools, and then there's newcomer centers in DPS, or Placebridge and Isabella Bird were the two elementary newcomer centers. So I don't know exactly how that's...
I don't know. But I do know that we were keeping them in those newcomer classrooms too long.
Yeah.
And I think that makes sense, and I agree, but I think there's not a consistent understanding of what that is and what... And you know, I know some teachers are frustrated about other way where students are in these classes and they feel like they should be in mainstream, or they have been in mainstream. So what is it that teachers can look for as far as philosophy and criteria that... can help them understand and just get on board.
And then going along with that, some teachers have been saying that they feel like they want training to be able to better help those
students. That's what the ELA classes were for. Who hasn't taken them? Everyone should have.
I don't know, but I think they're wanting more specific.
So typically, and this is just my observation coming in and just watching, it has been my experience that people are saying, well, no, those are a newcomer kid. I don't have to deal with those. Those go to someone else. And so that's what the report says, and that's kind of what the practice has been. Like, I don't have to deal with newcomers. Here's the thing. We don't have to waste time on that. I think that's an ILT discussion. The instructional leadership team has to talk about what is our philosophy on newcomers and newcomer classes so we can define ourselves around that. I have it listed on your agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to start.
Okay,
go. We were able to accomplish money savings for the teachers who were not rehired. There were three, I believe, and I'm going to do some really rough math for you. Every teacher is about $85,000. Three teachers that did not return or not replaced, and one restorative justice coordinator who was not replaced. Garnished us a savings of, what's 85 times 3?
265.
What's that?
265.
265?
Something like that. No, 355. 3 times 85, 240, 255.
255-ish? 255 plus another 45 for the restorative justice coordinator. So about $300,000. And with that $300,000, we are going to... we've added two additional specials for $12,000 each, $110,000 for Chromebooks, and actually we're getting 11 Chromebook carts, $47,000 for a Sal who still hasn't been posted. I've doubled the copy budget from $32,000 to $64,000, and then I've added an additional $30,000 to field trips. So the field trips are on; they're a go. So get the word out, but I'm going to get the word out officially on September 20th that field trips are a go. Dan Stone and Carmen Cooey are all over it. Like, Dan has his year planned out. Now, here's the caveat. We don't have someone in the building consistently to order buses. So Becca is here, but we have to firm up. We've created a spreadsheet for everybody to sign up for where they're going. We don't want kids to just go to the art museum or just go to the museum or just go. So consistently, if we can do this every year and budget for it, we should be taking kids on trips every year. I think Carmen is going to convince the first grade classes, she's first grade, right?
Yes.
To do an outdoors program with an organization that she's involved with in Golden. And they'll do once a month with her for that outdoor program. It's hiking, it's fishing, it's biking, it's an outdoor organization.
So it's Boulder ICO, and I'm involved in it too.
ICO.
Boulder ICO. They actually dropped inner city kids to the outdoors or something, but they've changed their...
And Dan Stone has booked places all over the city. He's going to take kids horseback riding. He's going to take them to the wildlife refuge. So we put the spreadsheet together, and people are going to start jumping in to do. Anyway, we've got the money to do it. So that pays for buses and trips and entry fees, everything.
You put your information on that spreadsheet, and then as a person booking the field trip, you don't have to worry about the bus, or you also have to follow up with the bus?
Well, here's the problem. I think I'm going to learn how to book buses.
Okay.
Because Becca has typically done this for us. She's not in the building at this point consistently enough to order all the buses that we need, and buses just tend to be problematic.
Mm,
and yes. So I think someone has to oversee that piece. I think Ken Hansen oversaw that before.
Yes.
And I'm not sure I'm talented as Ken, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm truly going to give it a shot. I have to get trained. Yes?
I was going to
say...
So one thing that I think would just help teachers understand this is so the budget is for bus. Is there a budget for some field trips that require money? And then also, what kind of heads up do we need to get buses booked? Like, is this something we can book 6 weeks in advance, 4 weeks in advance, 3 weeks in advance, 8 weeks, just to give teachers kind of the mindset as far as how to
So today I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been trained. I don't know what kind of lead time they need to schedule those things. I'm talking to our new scheduler, and her name is Trish Fruitt. F-R-I-U-T.
Fute.
That's it.
That's who, yeah.
So I'm working with her at this point. But we just discovered this last week, and so I haven't made much movement to that arena. I'll try.
Okay.
And but I can't answer the questions.
Within the budget, is that just for buses, or is that money for...
No. So this is my example, right? So I'm thinking, our kids don't know even though what Buffalo Bill's grave is. Mm-hmm. What is that thing? So what if we take your kids to the School of Mines for a field trip, because they need to know about the School of Mines, and I don't know where grade goes, and then they go to Buffalo Bill's grave for lunch. We have Jason's Deli order box lunches for kids to Buffalo Bill's grave, and the kids enjoy a real lunch, and then we do something else in Golden in the afternoon, so it's a resplendent day of activities, learning, gaining background knowledge, building vocabulary, kids enjoy their time out, and we're connecting this to discipline. But it's the budget is for all of that.
Okay.
It's for all of that. Great. And it's not an all-expense-paid vacation, but we're trying to treat the kids the way kids in high-performing schools are treated. Mm. All right? Our kids are not getting long trips to the mountains on the weekend.
Right.
They're not getting, I don't know if you know the kid, Edward Touré. Okay? So Edward gets in trouble one day, and I said to him, as a matter of course, I said, so what could we do to make this a better school? Just the best school ever. And he looked at me surprised that I asked the question, and he said, I have to think about it. Can I think about it tonight? I said, sure, think about it tonight. Send him off to class. And I forgot about it. The next day he came in with this poorly written, kind of scribbled piece of paper that said essentially, Mr. Martinez, I thought about that question you asked me. I would love it if we could do more field trips.
Oh.
Where did that come from, right? That came from Edward, because I had never talked to him about this. So I called him back in and said, Edward, where would you go? And he goes, are you asking me? And I said, oh, yeah, where would you go? And he said, Mr. Martinez, I have never been to a museum. I would like to go to a museum. What's inside a museum? Mm-hmm. He's got this concept, but he doesn't know.
All right.
So I think we're going to be able to tie discipline and attendance to field trips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about also, what about taking the kids to, like, the painted mines? There's some science behind it. It's just awesome looking.
Yeah.
Painted mines.
Yeah, there's a million ideas. Yeah.
That was a million things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Book
it, Dan.
Do it.
But here's the thing. You have to work with your grade level teams or your contents, right? So everybody can't be gone on a field trip every day. There's no learning happening.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I was wondering, with middle school, since sixth grade shares classes with both seventh grade and eighth grade teachers, trying to make sure that when we schedule that, people are here at school, but also people are...
We have enough field trip, right?
Yeah.
The logistics of that.
So all to be unfolded, right?
Right.
It's brand new. And the immensity and density of all this just is mind-boggling. So somebody's got to be really charged with doing this, and we're not going to spend any of our money to hire people to do this for us. We want the money for them,
Yeah.
It's like that. So I sat in the big office one time, right? And I was on Cabot in Jeffco. And you see, it's the big office. It's the superintendent's office, and there are 9 people, and they're the movers, right? They're the ones who make decisions. And I learned when I sat in that big office that if we eliminated all the administration around food service, we could feed kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year.
Write that down, Katie.
That was in Jeffco, not here.
Yeah.
And but so I'm saying, if we can all just learn to get a bigger, lift a little more, then our kids can have more experiences.
Yeah. Denver Green does this all year for every single grade, ECE through 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Is Jeffco open? And Jeffco is an expeditionary learning school.
Yeah.
They have field trips like to China.
Wow.
They have field trips to like the Grand Tetons. They have, it's incredible what they do. But their scores suck. They're almost ready to be closed because they're not learning. So we've got to connect it to learning.
I mean, even in the winter.
So one more big thing for you guys that I have, again, very little information about, but I have some. I received an email from Troy Gardner. Troy Gardner oversees kind of purchasing the furniture and those kinds of things. The email was that we're in phase 4, Placebridge Academy is in phase 4 of the Innovative Classrooms Grant. What that means, I was in phase 3 at Bryant-Webster, and what that meant for Bryant-Webster is that we go to a meeting, and at the meeting they give us a folder, and in that folder they tell us how much money they're giving us. Now, this is just for innovative schools. It's not for, you can't buy people with it. It's not forever money. It's a one-time shot at making your school a better school. At Bryant-Webster, we cleaned out and threw away all the furniture and bought brand new furniture for the entire school and placed two big areas with carpet. And that was $85,000. That's what we got. That was what our, I don't know what we're going to get as part of phase four. Actually, we went over budget. They just went ahead and gave us everything we wanted. So phase four, I don't know what that is. However, I've already talked to Dan Stone about it. He's a general in terms of organization, and he said he would lead that march and making sure that we, whatever we decide, it's an SLT decision. Whatever we decide, that he would support us in getting it organized and getting it bought for us. There are a couple things teachers are asking for that don't have to necessarily be a part of this grant, but they're asking for cameras in the gym hallway, the cafeteria, and the eighth grade hallway. They're asking for classroom furniture. Deb Brennan asked that, but this grant could take care of that. And they're asking for more computers, okay? That being said, I'm gonna pull this up. We have about 25 more students than we were projected this year. That means we're getting $120,000 more. Mm. Now, to be prudent, we need some carry forward budget. Mm-hmm. So when you have a new leader for next year, they have some operating budget. So we have to be good stewards of the money. However, there are some additional funds that if we need to, like I'm willing to support more cameras. To what end? I don't know. It's like, okay, but you still don't get audio. You still can't see everything. I mean, what are we getting cameras for? So I have questions around that. So that's just information for you guys to have and to share. It's not a secret. Unless there's something that I cannot wait to speak to you guys about, I'll come here and say, hey, this is where I'm going. This is my thinking. Just so you guys have a foundational understanding, so that when the big person in the seat changes, or the person in the big seat changes, not the big person.
You're not big.
Yeah, I'm trying. So then you guys have, you can be the sense makers for why decisions were made.
So this is $85,000 that we have to spend?
Maybe.
No, we don't know yet. Okay. That was what Brian Webster got.
We don't know how much money it will be. I think it's based on school size, and we're sitting at about 800 right now. Our projection was 788. We're actually at 713 or 715, 813 or 815. So we're 25 over. The amount of money for the Innovative Classrooms grant is undetermined at this point. I go to a meeting on September 17th at Swansea Elementary, and there they give me a folder. I sit down, they give me a folder. They talk about what all this is, and then go, okay, thank you, and then we're in touch with Troy Gardner when we decide what we want.
And is there any structures? I mean, could we buy a bus? Or I mean, that's just an example. But
this is a grant. It's a bond money. The voters have voted for this, and it's to beautify schools.
Could we redo the blacktop outside?
Potentially.
So something to beautify schools is what it is.
Okay. Like a facelift.
Even having, so when I was overseas this summer, there were schools that had murals, but learning murals all along the school, so you could look at a picture and know your alphabet. You could look at a picture and know about the parts of a flower. And they just had murals and things like that all over.
So we'll come here. I'll come back here when I get the money. Now, it has to be spent by, there's a timeline in this year, and it's not end of year. It's like, it's tight. It's like February 28th. It's like the end of February. You have to make a decision to have it spent. But it's a one-time deal. I mean, we don't want to waste it.
Right, yeah.
Lab tables for Dal Gunjum.
Lab tables?
Yeah. For science lab. For science room. There's our folding tables that are all rickety.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exciting. It is exciting. We could beautify the cafeteria, change the arrangement of tables, make permanent seating in there, make it more like a
cafe.
Like a cafe instead of a cafeteria. There's so many things we can do. We could beautify the front here, have a differentiated seating for parents, just dress it up. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. But you guys are the deciders. And your constituents as well, that you have to talk to people. Mm. What do they want?
What's the flooring that people like to do? That you can, like sensory type floors that you make?
Cool.
So kids are like walking along and they're learning as they're walking.
Oh, wow.
I feel like they're actually dolls.
I have never worked in a school where email is just evil. It's just evil. I'm sitting here, we're talking, beep, beep, they just keep coming.
Just stalking you. Text messages too, there you go.
Just two.
Your what?
I fall off the email list.
Oh yeah, I've been left off of a lot of them too.
Is the Chromebooks that we've already purchased, how close is that to one to one?
Well, there's really bad news around that. I'm just going to be real transparent. Rebecca's ill. Yeah, she's ill. And she's going to a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot. And a lot of things get off her, they just get pushed off and they don't get accomplished. And so I've got a big stack of all these requisitions, all these things that I want ordered that aren't ordered yet, even this simple notebooks, workbooks for my kindergarten classroom. So what I've done is I've talked to Mario Merva, he's our financial specialist, and he's helped us get into a program to get a budget analyst. The budget analyst can just create those requisitions and get them ordered. I'm meeting with her tomorrow just to discuss kind of how the program works and what we need immediately, and I'm gonna hand them over to her and say we need these things ASAP. I think they would be ordered a lot more quickly, but I don't think Becca feels well when she is here at work, and she can barely handle kind of what's in front of her. And I'm not that guy, right? I'm not that guy who's gonna push someone over. So it's whatever she can handle and the rest we'll figure out. It's like the buses. I can't go to Becca right now and say, I need you to be able to order 72 buses a week. That's not good.
Right.
So it's kind of on me, and it's hard because this job is not that job.
Right.
But we'll see. I can do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have, guys. Lots of money. A lot more money than anticipated. Staffing seems to be going well. We're still designing the September 20th date. I think this Wednesday in ILT, we're going to be dividing up groups, so you'll know who you'll be working with on that day. Specials, I know for sure you guys are working with Carol around attendance and behaviors and looking at tracking student data there for DEI. Getting it all organized. This is part of it right here. This is what we talked about last Wednesday.
Yeah, because one thing I've noticed is this year compared to last is that the tardies are out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, kids are just...
They're just blatantly...
They're just coming and going, and it's 5 minutes after the start of class before we can actually start getting things. I'm sitting there trying to, who's here, who's not, and they're not doing the do now, and they're just...
And there are some kids that... are constantly wandering the halls, and then when they do show up to their classes, they're a good 15 or 30 minutes late, and I'm done with direct instruction by then.
Okay, I'm gonna add that to my administrator meeting tomorrow morning.
I know a handful of students that have not learned any math in the last 2 weeks or whatever, because
it's a big question mark for me. I have never worked in a school where I had two full-time security guards except George Washington High School, and I had two. Where are these guys all day?
Yeah. I will tell you that they did a good job today, or at least the one did, rounding up kids.
Well, oftentimes they'll call the office and they'll say, oh, we can't send anybody, everybody's busy, somebody's taking care of something else.
It seems like they should be under Carol's sphere and her direction as far as, that's who I see as our...
I think we've got issues in that arena. Yeah.
Carol.
That's just maybe I shouldn't have said anything, but I'm confused. I'm
Yeah.
We don't got kids in the hall. I've got two security in the They should be.
Yes. I think there is a frustration on that end from middle school.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the times that people are calling, well, we can't do that. That's not our job. We can't do that. The lady we had before these two, Miss Robin, was phenomenal.
Yeah.
We had one. She went and got students. She was out on playground duty. She caught kids in the hallway. She disciplined them.
She got that snake out of my gym. That was crazy.
They transferred her to Merrill and brought in. And I love Louie and Antonetta, but I just, that's my question too. Where are they all day?
Right. Yeah. So
I'll tackle that.
Yeah, is it just like classes. Schedule? if there's an easy enough form to order buses too, as you mentioned, that like we could
teach this. So to
actually, every team member, like one grade level representative, could do.
Yeah.
Two.
I don't know.
After you teach, feel free to pass it off.
Yeah, I would do that.
Grade level.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's really complicated. The reason I didn't go on field trips last year is because I went to order a bus and they were like, "We blocked out all of October. Sorry, you can't have a bus."
Who blocked it out?
Transportation.
Yeah.
I've tried
and then they blocked out.
You have to do it really far.
See, I think we're going to run into that. That like, buses are already booked for field trips.
Really far.
You have to book it like months.
Yeah, you really have to do it far in advance.
Hey, you guys, we got $60,000. Let's get them on coach buses. Great buses, stage buses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gray line.
Can we rent RTD?
Really? I don't think we can. I don't think anybody can rent an RTD.
How far is the RTD station? Can we take the kids on RTD? Is that too dangerous?
People have done that.
No, I've done that.
Lindsay,
I've done that with special ed class for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be kind of fun.
I don't think we can do that. I don't think RTD. I don't think they do that.
They probably wouldn't like it.
What, rent?
When you get like 150.
We're talking about renting?
Yeah, I guess that's
no, we're just talking about taking the kids.
Yeah. Elementary.
I wouldn't take the kids on RTD.
It's wrong. I mean, it's also bringing our kids on an element that we can't come close
to. The amount of transfers, though.
You can't get to your location from the RTD stop.
Right.
From the stop.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys get a life. Go home already.
Broncos game.
Right. Yeah, strong.
Who are they playing?
Go Raiders.
Go Raiders. Oh, sorry.
Kidding me? They lost their best player.